Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
It is Thursday, September 28th, 2023. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Got a great show for you today. Obviously, we got the guys here. Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter will be joining us to talk about all things Ohio State recruiting, and et cetera. Take a peek into the Ohio High School gridiron for the weekend. Obviously, this is a bye week. So those of you working on your honey-do list will want to hear this. Hey there, Bucknuts Morning 5 listeners. It's fall, which means two things. It's football season and it's lawn care season. Fall is the best time to overseed your lawn. So if you haven't already, now is the perfect time. We recommend Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed because it's naturally dark green in color, has roots that grow up to 4 feet deep, and is super drought tolerant. Here's the best part. They're offering you 10% off your order on jonathangreen.com. So head over there now and use code BUCKNUTS10 at checkout. Jonathan Green doesn't only sell grass seed. They sell everything you need to create the perfect outdoor oasis, lawn fertilizers, weed controls, soil amendments, and spreaders. They've got you covered. Don't wait any longer. Make your neighbors green with envy and turn your lawn into a showstopper with Jonathan Green lawn care products. Again, visit jonathangreen.com and use coupon code BUCKNUTS10 to get 10% off your order of grass seed, lawn fertilizers, weed controls, and more. Jonathan Green, quality lawn since 1881. And like I said, no game this weekend, so get your honey-do list out. These two guys don't have that opportunity. They'll be all over the high school scene. William J. Kerlick and Mark Porter are here. Gentlemen, how goes it?
Good morning.
Nope.
Going well.
No rants against former coaches of other Midwest powers that may or may not remember what they've done recently. And I mean Lou Holtz and Ryan Day, and that's thankfully put to bed. Today we're actually going to switch to a little bit of recruiting chatter to start off with. We have the two guys who you'd probably want to do that if you could do it anywhere. But today's topic is Texas, and it is cornerback. This past recruiting cycle, or the one I guess we're technically still in, Ohio was blessed with a tremendous selection of secondary pieces and got commitments from Bryce West and Aaron Scott. And we talked plenty about how lucky we were to have two corners of that ilk in one state, and it was our state. Now, I think the focus has turned to 2025 and two other corners, one of whom was sort of from Ohio, and one of whom was from Texas. The first, of course, is Dorian Brew, the Northmont standout, number one player in the class of 2025, according to the top 247. Transferred from Clayton Northmont to Conroe, Texas, where his father is the sprint coach for the football team. Conroe is about 20 miles north of Houston. And Ohio State is also super focused on Houston North Shore defensive back Devin Sanchez. Believe it or not, you got two guys with hooks to Ohio State, hopefully, who are probably close to or equal to in prospect type to last year. So, Bill, We asked you to do a deep dive on Dorian Brood. Give us the update. Last time we talked about it, he had left Ohio for Texas, and we were crestfallen, thinking this means the Longhorns or Aggies would have the inside track. And as it turns out, that may not be the case. Bill, bring us up to speed, if you could, on Dorian Brew, and then Devin Sanchez, and then the whole chance that Ohio State could hook him.
Well, let's go back first to when Bucknuts broke the story by the man you see on the screen, Mark Porter there. Mark was at the Clayton-Northmont game that night, and as Mark and I always do, we check to make sure that the guy we're going to see play is going to play. Well, in that case, despite Mark's checking, no Dorian Brew. And we had that story on Bucknuts right away that he was headed for Texas in large part. You know, he's when I've talked to him, he's always, you know, mentioned Texas. His dad lives there. As you mentioned, his dad is the track coach at Conroe High School, which having gotten my first teaching coaching job in the Houston area, I'm well aware of the Conroe area and the football down there and all. And he went down and joined his dad, who is also the sprint coach on the football team. You know, there was a lot of thought that that might really hurt Ohio State bad in Dorian Brew's recruitment, but don't tell that to Tim Walton. Tim Walton was there right away, first day, Monday of the Ohio State bye week. He was at Conroe High School stopping to see Dorian Brew. And in talking to Dorian Brew's new head coach, Cedric Harbin, yesterday, Coach Harbin doesn't think it's going to hurt at all that Brew is now down in Texas. He feels that Ohio State has really developed good relationships with Dorian. And he also feels like I do, recruiting's national now. Kids go across the country. They go to different areas to play their college football. And Dorian's mom is still up here in Ohio. She's an Ohio State legacy. So in his opinion, and in mine as well, Ohio State has just as good a chance as anybody or as they did before the move of ending up with Dorian Brew. He likes Ohio State a lot. Now, that's no guarantee he's going to end up at Ohio State. Before that move, I thought that Ohio State and maybe Notre Dame were the leaders. I think their schools are still up there on his list, and I think he'll consider the Texas schools as well.
When is he eligible, Bill? You had that in there. Is it 15 days after you transfer?
Yeah, there's a Texas High School Athletic Association rule that says a transfer player in the state of becomes a state of Texas or is in the state of Texas has to sit out 14 days before they can play for their new team. And that won't get him to a game this weekend. He's not eligible to play for Conroe this weekend, but he will be on the field for Conroe next weekend. And he'll be playing the same thing as he did at Clayton Northmont High School. He'll be playing cornerback, and he'll be playing wide receiver for Conroe High School.
I took a look into that area a little bit. Conroe is one of those areas that started out with Conroe High School, and now you've got four other high schools that are like Conroe, Crown Heights, and whatever. Here's the most interesting thing, Bill. There's a team in their division, Cleveland High School, and why don't you guess what their nickname is?
The Indians.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Texas has not fallen victim to the I'm not certain that.
Well, one thing is,
I apologize for anyone I got into that. Don't comment on it. Yada yada. Pretend I didn't say it.
Well, one thing, Dan, is kind of interesting is my first teaching job was at Alief Elsick High School, suburban Houston high school. I taught and coached there, and Coach Hardiman, it's either him or his wife went to Alief Hastings High School. And it's a really he asked me, you know, did you have students from both schools in your class? It was interesting. And the two high schools are literally right next to each other. They adjoin each other. There's Alief Elsick High School and Alief Hastings High School. And some of the classes, mine, for instance, I taught industrial arts. So they only had one industrial arts department for the two schools. So I had students from both schools, Elsick and Hastings, in my classes together. Kind of a very unique situation when you're teaching kids in the same class that attend technically two different high schools.
As we continually digress here, I will tell you this, and these guys can probably echo these sentiments. We get to know a little bit about high schools across the country just because of our job. High school in Texas is different than anywhere else. There are things that go on in Texas that would blow you away. I'm not even kidding. The focus on athletics, from the amount the teachers make to the fact that you have an hour class every afternoon called varsity, where you meet with your coaches, which is incredible. It's crazy. I mean, if you think sports are big in Ohio, you need to do some reading on Texas. By the way, they could use him at Conroe. They lost to the Woodlands 55-2 in one of their last games. So they'll need Dorian Brewer. We'll get to Devin Sanchez in a minute. Mark,
where did Ohio you coaches, Ohio coaches get excited when they get gym last period for their kids in Ohio. And they can get them a little bit warmed up and lubed up before practice or work with a lot of the guys. So that's the cheat code in Ohio, is take gym or weightlifting your final period of class. And, wow, we're almost like Texas.
So I covered Northern Virginia and the D.C. area extensively as I was cutting my teeth. And one of our coaches that I was tight with went, took a job in Houston. And he called me about a month into it. And he's like, I hate to say that loud. He's like, there's no need to cheat in Texas. He's like, every single thing we do in Northern Virginia to skirt the rules is written into the bylaws here and supported wholeheartedly by the community. So it is a different animal. Now let's get back to reality here. Dorian Brewer, your thoughts, Mark, give us a review of where you had him as a recruit and just kind of put him in the mix here.
Yeah, to make it real simple for people, he's in the Aaron Scott, Bryce West, rare air. You know, you could slot him anywhere you wanted with those guys. He's got the length of Aaron Scott, and he's got all the speed and quickness. And, you know, he could be a great receiver. I've watched him play receiver, and if that's where his heart was at, you'd have to say, we have to take this kid as a receiver. But at defensive back, he's just special, because you don't see, and excuse the phrase, creatures like that roaming the earth at cornerback. You know, most Friday nights I'm looking at 5'8", 5'7", 5'9", corners. And then you see this creature. You know, I mean, these guys are NFL prototypes. I mean, they have length for days. So, yeah, he is a rare air corner. I am very fearful that the move for Texas is not positive. It's not, like Bill said, we're not out of it or anything, but doesn't give you the warm and fuzzies. You know, like Samuel Williams Dixon moves a couple miles from the college. You're like, oh, that's warm and fuzzy. Knows where he's going in a year or so, wants to get down there, get in the mix. You kind of feel that feeling. It's not like that. It's not bad yet, because the inroads are there, and, you know, there is home here in Ohio for him. But, boy, the Brandon Baker thing, I think we're going to be talking about this kid falling in love with him, just like Brandon Baker, and being down in Texas. You know, that Texas money down there is real, and it's going to be a fight. And I think every year, you know, we're going to see a new approach to NIL from colleges and how aggressive they get with NIL. So this next year, this is going to be an aggressive NIL approach to him, I have a feeling. I can't see it going any other way, not with him being in Texas.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It's definitely possible. Listen, he's not your average Ohioan, though. His mom's a quality Buckeye who was a star athlete herself. And I was also a tad reticent before reading Bill's article yesterday, and I got the real sense listening to their coach that he's almost probably heard from an Ohio State coach already and been prepped, because he, for a Texas coach to be that positive on Ohio, he might have had to do that ahead of time. I can't speak on fact on that, but let's just wait that out. I'm actually pretty confident about Dorian Brewer until we see otherwise. William, another guy they've been after, and what I call first stop love, Devin Sanchez from Houston North Shore. He's going to have his choice of colleges. He's one of those you take him when he accepts guy. If it's the signing day, he's in. Tell us about Devin Sanchez, and as we get to know these 2025 guys, maybe about Ohio State's interest to this point.
Well, Devin camped at Ohio State this summer, and his mom has been to Ohio State. His dad has been to Ohio State, I believe. Well, I know he has. And I talked to his mom when Devin was camping, and I really get the feeling that the whole – not just Devin likes Ohio State. And Devin has mentioned to me more than one occasion that how much he likes Ohio State. He is – at one point, he has told me that Ohio State is the top of his list. And I think he is very sincere about that. But I also think his family likes Ohio State a lot, too. That doesn't mean Ohio State's going to win this battle, but they were absolutely are at least one of the front runners, if not the front runner. You know, I think he's going to consider Alabama. I think he's going to consider Texas A&M, probably Texas, and so on. And he's got offers from everybody. He's absolutely elite, as good as it gets. But Ohio State is absolutely a real player. He's been to Ohio State multiple times. He was going to come back for Ohio State Summer Fest at the end of July, but there was the feeling that from the Ohio State staff that it would be better if he came to a game, and he is going to come to a game, and you know what game he's going to come to. It's going to be the Penn State game. So he'll be back on campus then. I'm sure he'll end up taking an official visit to Ohio State. So, you know, Ohio State is very, very much a huge player in the battle for Devin Sanchez. He likes Coach Walton a lot. If I would not put a crystal ball pick in for him right now, but if you ask me where I had to pick right now, I'd probably go with the Buckeyes as his choice. But again, this is a long way from over. It's just that Ohio State absolutely is at least one of the front runners at this point for Devin Sanchez.
One thing that will help, I think, is that provided everything proceeds, you know, in a positive fashion, I think Denzel Burke is going to be a first round draft pick, and we've rehooked up the DB pipeline to the NFL. And like I said, every single guy that's coming to play defensive back at Ohio State should be eyeing the first round. And that will happen here shortly, and that can't hurt. Let me read you guys another thing here, and we'll get rolling with some high school preview for the weekend. With the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for a jam-packed day's Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up with fast. With chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Too busy to cook? Factor skips the steps. No grocery store, no chopping, no prepping. No, you got to clean up. While still getting the flavor and nutritional need that provides you, meals are ready in 2 minutes. Level up with Gourmet Plus options prepared by perfection. Prepared to perfection by chefs, and ready to eat in record time. And I will tell you this, my children are food snobs, and I also did not believe you could microwave chicken and have it smell and or taste good, and it was tremendous. I am not kidding. It was delicious. So round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 add-ons. With Factor, you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of delivery emissions. Sourced 100% renewable electricity for production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in their meals. Head to factormeals.com/bucknuts50 and use code bucknuts50 to get 50% off. That's code bucknuts50 at factormeals.com/bucknuts50 to get 50% off. That is actually a tremendous deal. So get after it. All right, we're going to switch over to some high school chatter. Chad Stryker always has some excellent questions. Grand Poobah He does not mean you, Bill. I had a chance to see Dante McClellan from Canton McKinley. He really flashed. Have you seen him, Mark? I think he has a Kentucky offer.
Yeah, I have not seen him yet.
Okay,
I have not seen him yet, but Canton McKinley's on the schedule. They're having a good year where with teams that are 6-0, 7-0 right now, I'm going to see in the playoffs. The kind of teams I'm looking at right now are teams that – ooh, they may be in the playoffs, but they may be a one and done. I only have 3-4 weeks left of the season. I got to do teams that might not be around in weeks 11, 12, 13. But McKinley will be around then, and he's definitely one I'm eyeing up.
One thing I might add, Mark's talking about getting to see the schools before the playoffs. They have expanded the playoffs this year. I think it's like 16 teams or something like that from each region make it. And because of the expanded playoffs, the regular season ends, I believe, the weekend of October 20th, the playoffs begin. So it is not too far away. You know, we're a month away, basically, from the end of the regular season high school football for Ohio in 2023.
There was a question here about my sweatshirt from Paul Edworthy. Paul, I will find out where I got this sweatshirt, meaning I'll ask my wife, and we will have it on the next show. Gary, with some nice chatter. We appreciate that. There was one real question here I wanted to ask. All right, Bill, and Mark can speak to this as well. Michigan State, things are going pretty well up there. Good gracious. Talk about a bad story to have come up in the headlines. You have to read the first two paragraphs each time where every reporter reviews everything that happened. It's so oogie. Chad again. What's going on with Reggie Powers? Since he decommitted, are we circling back at a safety this class? Reggie Powers, Centerville High School, eighth grade teammate of my son in a fall basketball league. I'm sure everyone wanted to hear that. Very solid dude. You want to talk about someone who brings it when they tackle? I think he's more an in-the-box type, if I were to guess. But Bill, he verbally committed to Michigan State. Apparently, they are not into what's going on there now, and he has decommitted. Does that mean Ohio State will be getting back into it? And, Mark, you can comment on this as well, whether you think they should.
Yeah, there's been some peripheral, I guess I'd call it peripheral interest, again, from Ohio State in Reggie Powers, but it's not. The mutual interest right now between Ohio State and Reggie Powers is not really there. When you look at Ohio State's class right now, you've got Garrett Stover that has been recruited as kind of a safety linebacker hybrid. I think he's going to be a linebacker, but he is kind of the hybrid guy, the in-the-box type guy. They've got him already. What they are looking for is a lone safety, back end of the defense type safety, not an in-the-box type guy. And that's really not, as you mentioned, Dan, what Reggie Powers is. He's going to hit you, and he is a tackler, a hitter. So while there has been peripheral interest, it's between the two. Unless something changes, I don't think Reggie Powers is going to end up at Ohio State. I think he's got some new offers, particularly Oklahoma and UCLA in recent weeks, and I think more than likely he'll go in another direction. Unless something changes, I think the guy that to keep an eye on for potentially that free safety type guy, the deep guy, is more Tyrion Nichols from Cincinnati Withrow. And I did check on him again this week. Their interest remains there between Ohio State and some on Nichols' part. He is still committed to Kentucky, but I think he is the guy to keep an eye on right now. If somebody is going to end up flipping, and well, Powers wouldn't be a flip. He's no longer committed anymore to Michigan State, but he was at one point. Sure. But Nichols is still committed to Kentucky. If an Ohioan is going to flip at the safety position to the Buckeyes, Tyrion Nichols is the guy in my mind to keep an eye on.
Mark, do you agree with that? Can you kind of break down what you see in Nichols and what you see in Powers and who might be a better fit?
Yeah, ironically, I saw Centerville last week, and it's funny, when all the stuff started at Michigan State, some schools down south texted me about Powers. Was he available? And you can see this in the works where, yeah, Michigan State's going to have a lot of decommitments real soon, and the Vultures are out picking, you know, the best from the class. Yeah. Bill and I share a brain. I'm not going to say what he said about the evaluation inbox. I saw Reggie at a football camp, and I didn't think he had a great 40 time a year ago, which tells me he's a linebacker. You know, he didn't have the coverage speed that you would need to be in the secondary at a big time level. So that's not a knock. That's just, you know, what he is. And he's a football player, a nasty tackling, stick your head in there football player. That's where his value's at. It's not about, no one's going to ask him to go race anybody. They're going to ask him to do some dirty work and play football on defense. I think this ship has probably sailed. The Bucknutters did a great job of reposting some things his father had said on Twitter or X, now is what it's called. And you could get a vibe there, you know, read between the lines type stuff if you're into that. So, you know, I think the Tyrion Nichols thing is speed. I mean, when you say Powers and Tyrion Nichols, there's two, those are apples and oranges. It's not even the same genre of player. You're taking a speed safety. And Nichols has been a corner, which if you're going to put him at safety, you're going to roll him down on the nickel and have one of the fastest guys in your secondary covering the slot receiver. So there's never a chance you're going to get outrun to the house down the seam. So there's a lot of things about him that are like these three safeties for Coach Knowles. They're like, it's like his Batman utility belt. They do different things. They have different characteristics. And sometimes when they can do everything, it really makes it confusing back there who's, you know, rotating. But I think he has an idea of what he wants out of those guys. And speed for Tyrion Nichols is the trait. I will see Withrow, and I have not seen him play safety yet this year. Just my football brain. Let's see him come downhill and tackle. Let's see what he does there. Yeah, like, well, let's get his tape and see how many times his head gets stuck in there. And because that's the other part of this safety thing, the nickel coverage. You need to be a great physical tackler.
Yeah, football has changed. The Roy Williams safety that was 225 pounds, or the Chuck Cecil that just basically dared you to come across the middle and they would take your head off your body. Well, you can't do that anymore. That's illegal. And secondly, you need to be able to play center field more like a Malik Hooker type than your come up and crush everybody type. That said, Reggie's got a bright future because that player, and the higher you get up, that player plays more. If you look at the NFL features almost a nickel hybrid linebacker type who Reggie Powers fits right in there. So it may not work for college, and I'm not saying Reggie's guaranteed to go to the NFL, but that position has just as Roy Williams has come forward, Tyrion Nichols will now go in the back and that player will move up. So he's got plenty of spots. It just doesn't really fit with Ohio State. And also Ohio State is in a position where they can go after a guy like Sonny Styles, who fits every characteristic of the guy close to the line of scrimmage and is still as good as the guys in the back. I don't think there's more than 10 to 15 guys in every recruiting cycle with that kind of talent. And I'm only guessing because, like, when Sonny came out, even our national people were calling him a freak. It's not, there just aren't that many guys who can do both those things. If they are,
you know, not a digression here, but Reggie, there's certain talents out there that we're always enamored with, speed and size and the change of direction. A trait that we don't, or hand-eye coordination, great hands, the trait we don't talk about as much is no fear. And if you've watched little kids games, and I've watched a lot of little kids tackle games lately, what characteristic are you waiting for 7th and 8th graders to put on tape? Which kid will stick his head in there? You know, there's a lot of reaching and grabbing and a lot of, and as the kids move up, you're like, oh, this kid's eventually going to stick his head in there. Well, I got news for you. Next year, things are moving faster and people are heavier. So if you weren't sticking your head in there when they were lighter and smaller, it's a little bit more of a man. So that happens again the next year. Reggie Powers' special power is he sticks his head in there and he knows where to stick his head. And he knows, I mean, that is a fearless trait that in use. And the reason I'm bringing this up is you said it, Dan, those players find the field the higher up you go. And here's why. that tailback screaming around the edge, and that kid who's never put his head in there against a kid that big gets his butt run over or misses the tackle. And we cannot have missed tackles at the next level. So even if you're a step slow, even if you're not the five-star athlete, if you have the ability to make tackles and stick your head in there, it's an elite trait. And I mean an elite trait. And it shows up. I see more kids, and I'm going to digress. Bubba Arlesian from the middle linebacker from Akron, he can't be 5'8". He didn't get a scholarship to go there. But the reason he's the middle linebacker and he does so well is he sticks his head on people. And you just can't find – other guys are big, strong, tough, fast. But, boy, that fear factor, when you see those 200-pound running backs coming downhill, their heads aren't where those knees are pumping and churning. There's a fear thing there. So that's what Reggie Powers' special power is. If he is a Buckeye, that's what we will see out of him.
And this safety talk reminds me of something that somebody asked me on the Front Row message board yesterday. Iowa State's in a really good, great position for another super haul at cornerback next year for 2025. We've talked about already Devin Sanchez. We've talked about Dorian Brew. Somebody asked me, would they take Mark Zachary from Indiana as well, keeping in mind that Trey McNutt is a tremendous corner. Mm. Well, yeah, I think they would take Mark Zachary because Trey McNutt, he's playing a lot of safety now too. And that's the guy that Mark, Dan, you guys are describing, that he can cover people, but he wants to make plays. He wants to stick his head. He wants to make tackles. He'll play up in the box. He'll do it all. So, you know, that's four guys right there, four elite defensive backs, McNutt, Brew, Sanchez, and Zachary, that I don't think Ohio State trails anybody for any of them at this point. And you can put McNutt as a safety.
If you go back and look now what we got in this haul, and if you could add that to that haul, you're talking about cornerback. You, that recruiting would be, I'm not going to say it, they'd be very close to the way they're recruiting at wide receiver if you do it at that level. That's just unbelievable. Now, something's going to happen here on the show that's never happened before, and I can guarantee everybody's going to like it. The TFU, just me here, TOSU State of Mind. I have co-workers with kids on North Shore in Houston. Sanchez isn't a stick local kid. He's willing to go away. And you say to yourself, well, you don't know on message boards if people are telling the truth. And then the guy's mom shows up. Deetra Sanchez, Devin's mom. We are encouraging Devin to go where he wants. He definitely doesn't have to stay in Texas. Where he will he receive continued development is the question. Well, Tim Walton knows how to develop people, Ms. Sanchez, so there's a lot of pressure on us now knowing the Sanchez's are watching the show. And I have to admit, I did know that already because Daniel Sanchez often comments. But
I got to add something to that, too. I met Devin's mom, like I mentioned earlier in the show, at Ohio State's camp. What a wonderful, super lady she is. And she mentioned that day when I was talking to her as Devin was out there working out with Tim Walton, how important perhaps, maybe the most important development will be in the selection that her son makes. And Ohio State is well known for development. So she talked with me about that even way back in June when I first met her. And again, what a super, super lady. Devin, like I said, I don't think Ohio State trails anybody for him right now.
Is there a chance we will get Denzel Ward and Marshawn Lattimore and those other guys who are superheroes on the 1st and the 15th to reach out to the Sanchez at some point? It's possible. We would never tamper here because that's not legal, people. We do appreciate the Sanchez's following us. We really appreciate Mark and Bill stopping by. Before we head out, gentlemen, where will you be this weekend and why?
Carter Lowe, offensive lineman for Toledo Whitmer. Obviously, Ohio State is going to be interested in what this film looks like. But we'll bring you a nice little clip of him. They're playing Perrysburg, and I'm also going to see Oregon Clay versus Fremont Ross. So a lot of teams in the Toledo area.
Carter Lowe, of course, one of the offensive linemen from the state with an Ohio State offer. William?
Last week I was in the land. I was up in Cleveland, saw Trey McNutt. I'm staying local this weekend, but I'm going to see a Clevelander. Cleveland, St. Villa, Angela, St. Villa, St. Joe is coming down to Columbus Hartley, and that means that Bo Jackson, running back from Cleveland, St. Joe, will be playing in my neck of the woods, so to speak, in Columbus at Hartley. So I'll be at that game. Denham Cook, by the way, for Hartley is a talented linebacker. It's going to be a good game, I have a feeling. In the case of Bo Jackson, he told me he will be not only playing, but he'll be playing running back. He'll be playing linebacker. He'll be playing safety. He'll be doing it all. And I believe Mark saw him earlier in the season, and he was playing all those positions as well.
Keep in mind, this is a bye week, people, so your Ohio State staff will be out and about all over this fine nation and elsewhere. Who knows where they'll be? They recruit the world. And Bill Kerlick will bring you the latest on that starting Sunday into Monday and next week, and then we'll be back with you guys on Tuesday. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.